No, Sarasota is Florida.
Savannah, you've been
to Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm.
That's a nice place. And in the city in Georgia that's right across the river from Phoenix City, Alabama?
Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Had a first cousin, died there about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I used to have some cousins there, but I don't think any of them are still living. And the biggest city in Louisiana?
Is Baton Rouge.
Well, there's one that's even bigger. Mardi Gras is there.
Oh.
New
Orleans.
And,
I told you I wasn't thinking of that.
Well, this geography stuff is... It's just no point wasting a lot of time over it. The biggest city in southern Ohio where the Reds play?
Cincinnati.
Uh-huh. And the biggest city in Kentucky where they run the Derby?
Kentucky Derby is in Louisville.
Uh-huh. And this is three countries. Dublin is in...
Ireland.
Paris.
France.
Moscow.
Russia.
Okay. There's some things we can skip around here. If two people become members of a church, you say they did what?
Join the church.
And
are united.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And if you, the enemy of God is called the?
The old devil.
You, other names for
Satan.
Him?
Satan. He's got so many. Satan is the one here that governs the satanic power.
What might people say to children is going to come get them if they're bad?
They will scratch.
Okay. Do you ever say boogeyman or boogerman?
Boogerman, that's used a whole lot.
Is he the devil?
He's supposed to be that former.
Okay.
There used to be a Church of Christ called Booger Tree Church down here. It's played out now. They've moved off, you know, and joined other churches. You could pass there at night, and there's this bent over tree that's cut down at that old church place.
Mm-hmm.
And you look just like a person out there. You come driving up, most time you didn't have a car like this, it was a wagon and horses.
Mm-hmm.
And several of them got scared and they called it Booger Tree Church.
I guess that would scare you to death at night. Well, we were talking about ghosts earlier. Do you call ghosts anything else?
Hoodlums and things like that, about all.
Would you ever say haints or haunts or hants?
Well, I guess you'd classify that. I've always used it different, not as a ghost. The old haint will get you.
What's that?
That's be about the same thing as a ghost, you know, just like the...
Okay. What do you call a house where ghosts live?
Haunted house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you saw a friend you hadn't seen in a long time, what might you say to him? I'm very, what?
Very pleased to see you,
Would you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
Yeah, I'm proud and I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it's so good to see you. Haven't seen you since Booker's cave.
Haven't seen you since?
Since Booker's cave, and he's a grown cow now, and he's in milk.
Oh, uh-huh. If something sort of shocking was reported, you might say, why the very...
idea of such a thing.
And what might you say as a greeting to ask about somebody's health? How?
Well, how are you feeling this morning? How is the madam, or how's the old man, or how's the child?
Yeah, okay. And so if you're introduced to a stranger, what do you say?
Well, it depends on how he looks. I'm funny. I'm liable to say anything. if he looks kind of dignitary, I try to be kindly more plain and say it's so nice to have met you.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of them, hey, you old devil, you howdy.
Okay. What would you say on December 25th as a greeting?
Merry Christmas.
Would you ever say Christmas gift?
Oh, you mean the... That's a game we always played all the life. But we'd call each other up or get the other Christmas gift, expect an orange or something like that.
Does it mean you really get a present?
We give it.